You've been hearing about this on Ernie and Jay and in our news. A Dallas Cowboys cheerleader has stirred up a lot of controversy by dressing as this rap artist. That would be Lil Wayne. This is controversial because, as people have said, there are pictures of this white woman made up as a black man all over her Facebook page, and that has some saying that it's racist. Others, though, say it's just a silly costume. Fans have mixed feelings about it.
You have to understand, you know, when you're putting your life on television, there are little girls that are looking up to these cheerleaders. So if their life is not reflecting something positive, then their TV show is not going to be looked at as a positive view.
People impersonate other celebrities. So why not him?
Assuming that you would hold yourself up to a little bit more of a higher standard, especially playing for the Cowboys and whatnot.
She wasn't a Dallas cheerleader. Would it really matter? And the thing is, it's Halloween. You get to go how you want to go.
Yeah, you get to go how you want to go. And probably if she wasn't a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, no, it probably would not matter. But what if she was, you know, an accountant or a secretary or something and her boss saw this online? I wonder what you think about this whole thing. 214-787-1080, 214-787-1080. Joining me live is internet law expert Travis Crabtree at Looper, Reed & McGraw. Hi, Travis.
Hi, Scott.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Better
I didn't
than
have
this...
any embarrassing Halloween photos from me on Halloween, so pretty good.
Yeah, better than this cheerleader. What do you think? The fact is, it's just like we have to say around Christmas time, you've got to keep, you know, space heaters away from drapes. And you keep saying that over and over again, and yet houses keep burning down that way. It's the same thing with Facebook. You got to keep telling people, keep it off the internet unless you want everybody in the world to see it.
Yeah, people keep asking me if I'm offended, and the offensive part is that people keep making these types of mistakes.
Yeah.
People, recruiters, if you're in a lawsuit, if you're in a divorce lawyers, your potential employers, your potential girlfriends for that matter. If you've sued for an insurance company, your insurance adjusters, they're checking out your Facebook profile, so you have to be careful what you put up there.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing that someone pointed out to me that I didn't realize, for all of those pictures that you put, especially on Facebook, which is where this woman put her pictures, right at the bottom of it, it says, share this picture with anybody. Send them this public link. And it's very small at the bottom of the page. That's dangerous.
Exactly right. And once it's up there, it's very hard to get rid of it because about the only thing Facebook allows you to do, even if somebody else posted the picture of me, I can ask them to take the tag off so it doesn't identify my name, but I can't get rid of the picture.
Yeah, right. It's just scary. What would you tell people as an overall strategy? Number one, I think people need to keep their friend list, unless you're using it to promote something. I use Facebook to promote the show, so I want as many friends as possible. Go on Facebook and search for me right now. But for people who are just using it to, you know, keep their family updated on what's going on with their kids, or you know, if you just want your friends to see things that you put up there, number one, I would think you need to keep your friend list pretty short. And the other thing is, there's a lot of privacy settings. You can do things with that, right?
Right. The problem is with Facebook, they're not always the easiest to find, and sometimes it's like reading a manual to put together your kid's playset. It's a lot harder than it looks to get these privacy setting in, and that's why Facebook's gotten in trouble. But to the extent you can, you need to put as many privacy settings as you are, especially if you know, in today's economy, if you're out trying to find a job, put everything on privacy. Once you get the job, maybe you can be a little more brazen about what you've been up to. But if you're out there looking for a job, people are looking at these things, so you have to be careful.
Absolutely. All right, that's Travis Crabtree. He is at Looper, Reed, and McGraw. I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.